Mutsim Fuleni, I run a business that has interest in ICT and in broadband infrastructure, as well as ICT retail, where we run local shops. For me, the ICT issue and access is almost like a human rights issue. You can't want South African kids, particularly those coming from similar backgrounds with me, you want them to excel. You want them to be thought leaders. You want them to be innovators, but have no access to internet or connectivity, because their mates, their peers somewhere else in the world are already doing these things, already are garage innovators, already ahead of the trend. So it's something that we must canvas for, work together with the entire society, the academics, the industry, as well as civil society, making sure that today's child has that smartphone. It's affordable, that data bundle is affordable for them to access, particularly having to learn on the e-learning platforms on the internet. It's almost like access to water. That's how important it is.
If you an innovative person, you want like doing things for yourself and don't want to be waiting for people or authorization from people to do things, and you want to just go ahead and develop your own things, I think computers are the way for you to go.
Because it opens up so many doors. Computer science is a lot like math in that while I know while you're growing up, sometimes you don't see the practical application of what you'll be doing. It teaches you ways of thinking that are invaluable in business.
Don't make maths and science a scary thing like we were told. When we grew up, if you thought maths and science, the impression we were given, it was for the bright and few. We had to go to all these other funny subjects that the economy has no demand for today. Fall in love with maths and science as much as possible, because our life is maths and science.
You could end up in a hospital programming those machines that help people be alive. So what's your passion? And with that passion, I don't think there's anything you cannot do with computer science in incorporating your passion. So if your passion is helping people, you can do it using computer science.
And this concept of I wrote that code, they see people around them using stuff. You are using stuff editing this video. Some of our graduates will say, I wrote that code. And that to me is that's the punchline why people enjoy this career. They're kind of the backbone of society, and they like realizing that.